Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are so happy that when we flip on the radio, we get to hear Susan Slusser again talking A's baseball with us all season long. She is the beat writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. And Susan, much like that intro, let's start with the good and then work our way to last night. How are you, first of all? Happy New Year.
I'm great. Yeah, happy new baseball season. It's always a pleasure.
It really is. And, you know, it seems like the start of this baseball season is a much bigger pleasure than the sorts of pleasures we're used to around here. Opening day, I thought, was a great success. First of all, no Felix Hernandez working against you right there. It's a nicer deal if you can take it. They honored Bill King and Ricky Henderson. Chris Davis had the beautiful Sox. Then he hits two home runs. Graveman looked great. I thought the atmosphere on opening night at the Coliseum was charged with a sort of genuine positive energy that you can only get when people are genuinely and positively excited about their team for the first time in a long time. I was happy. Were you?
Yeah, you know what? I think you put it exactly right. It was very genuine. And I think so much of it had to do with the fact that the A's really are now saying and doing some of the right things. They're honoring some of their past heroes. They've taken a lot of fan requests into account. There's new food, there are food trucks, there are amenities that weren't at the Coliseum before. It's I think the fans feel included, as they should have been all along, but
yes.
Now they feel like they're being taken seriously, and some of the issues they've had are being addressed.
What a nice start for Chris Davis, a guy who beat the A's in arbitration. He then doesn't do anything all spring. I heard he wasn't even hitting like BP home runs, and then to launch two on opening night, do you think that puts all the worries behind him? Was he worried at all?
He wasn't worried. I don't know if I would go so far as to say it. There wasn't anybody who was at least a little concerned. He's typically a very slow starter. He didn't hit his first homer at the Coliseum until May last year. So the fact that he's not even hitting them out in BP during the spring in Arizona where the ball flies, I think there might have been a tiny bit of worry. But, yeah, I think he definitely dispelled that. But, you know, he did hit 42 home runs last year. So a good start by him. Who knows what we're looking at?
Chris Davis, Ryan Healy, Stephen Vogt. We had Lowry going deep, everyone flexing a little bit of power. Where might the A's be a bigger offensive surprise, in the power numbers or in terms of on base and just batting average?
I think they would tell you that they would love it if it's on base percentage. That's the thing that they really harped on all spring. We're seeing a little bit of that. But certainly during the spring, the at-bats were better, and we've seen that a little bit on and off. It's only two games, but, you know, Matt Joyce hasn't got going. He's really the big on-base percentage guy. Jed Lowry looks terrific, and he's probably the guy, you know, the fact he'd missed so much of last season, that really affected things for the A's when it comes to on-base percentage. So I think that they would love it because they have enough power where if guys are on base, they're going to hit their home runs.
Susan Slusser here on 95.7 The Game. The fluid bullpen found its way, swam itself over to Casilla for a save on opening night and declared him, did Melvin, unavailable the next night, which I think is a sort of a rash reaction to a guy who just saved a game for you. But if you want to just feel a few guys out early in the season, I understand that. Why isn't Madsen the second guy standing in that line?
Well, I think there are a number. First of all, Casilla wasn't available because he'd thrown a bullpen the day before
okay.
and appeared in the game.
Okay.
And he'd been a lot of extra PFT. And remember, he started later than everybody else, too. You know, he had the essentially 3 weeks delay in arriving in the U.S. because he signed so late. So there's a little bit of an asterisk with Casilla's availability. Anyway, Mattson, he is going to be a guy who will close at times, but I don't think you're going to see it a lot against the AL West. I think he's going to be a lot of a matchup guy when it comes to those teams, but every single one of his blown saves last year came against the AL West. His ERA was astronomical, especially against the Angels and the Rangers. So, you know, I think maybe kind of see how he does, take a little bit of the pressure off him in some of those situations, and give Casilla a run. I think Casilla is probably going to get the bulk of the save opportunities, unless, of course, somebody has a bunch of left-handed hitters coming up in the ninth. And then you know who we'll see. It'll be Sean Doolittle in his new goggles.
I like the sports specs. I do. What are your expectations for Jarrell Cotton? Not tonight, but for the season. What do you think is a realistic inning number for him to get to? I know win totals aren't supposed to matter anymore, but I think they also do. Give me an inning total and an ERA, which would make everyone walk away going, that was great.
Boy, yeah, so hard to project with a young starter. He looks so phenomenal in those five starts we saw last September, but I am very leery of giving an inning count for any Oakland A's starter at this point.
Fair enough.
If his ERA is somewhere in the high threes, low fours, I think they'll be happy. And I'm with you, you know, I still take a look at win counts. And he could be a guy who could maybe sneak into, like, sort of the 10-win category. I think they'd be very happy with that.
Any update on Sonny Gray?
You know what? Sonny Gray threw his first bullpen session yesterday. He's going to throw another one on Friday. I think he's pretty close to throwing to hitters, which is the first step before going out on a rehab assignment. If that's the case, you know, they're talking about late April. It might be a little earlier than that, but you remember last year he was on the DL twice. The first time he was in such a rush to get off, I think kind of pushed it a little bit too much and was not... One of the reasons he wasn't, I think, quite right a lot of last year. So I think they're going to give him extra days where they can. So late April makes sense.
You would be very proud of me, Susan, thanks to Gianna Franco and her Sports Dish podcast, which turned into a little bit of a video session the other day. I actually tried a tofu-heavy vegan dish, and I liked it.
I actually liked it.
It was good. It was flavorful. What was it again, Gianna?
Out of the Cave is the food truck. It was really, really good, Susan. You have to give it a try. They'll be out there again.
I was eyeing that truck. The lines were too long on the opening night, but I'm heading straight there now that you said that.
I did. I thought to myself, here's the one food truck Susan will be down with. Like, this is really good.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Dave Cavill, every time he talked about the new concessions and the food trucks, he'd like kind of look at me and go, and there's going to be vegetarian options. So very, very, very on board with all of that. Everything Dave Cavill's done food-wise, fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, do you think there's been any blind spot to the start of his presidency? He seems to be just crossing every T.
Yeah. You know what? He's at saying and doing so far everything the right thing. I'm a little cynical after all this, you know, A's wait for a stadium. We've heard a lot of stuff about that for so many years. So I keep a little bit of distance, I think, when it comes to getting too excited about stuff like that. But he's definitely the right man to be getting the ball rolling. I will say that for sure.
That's not cynicism. That's experience talking. Susan, thank you.
All right. Thanks, David.
Appreciate it, as always. Susan Slusser, A's beat writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good to have her back on. We're going to be talking baseball with her all season long.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!